Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. One of our listeners points out on Skeens getting some national love. If you're outside of Pittsburgh, you can watch tonight's game on Fox Sports 1. They're taking the Pirates and Reds. I don't know if they're using Fox announcers. What do you think, Sean? Will it just be like, this is like kind of like when MLB Network takes games and it's the local guys, or do you think if it's on FS1, that means?
I think FS1 usually has their own guys. I know they have like that Saturday night game that's definitely their own crew. I don't know what they do during the week. But I think it kind of came up pretty recently, right? I don't know if that was the plan until maybe they moved Skeens back a couple days ago.
So Skeens versus Ellie De La Cruz. Appointment viewing for sure. 412-928-9370, getting your reaction to another Skeens start and how Paul Skeens has affected your Pirates fandom and your sports viewing and watching and your give a damn in the Pirates and all of those things if you've gotten on the bandwagon because of him. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Andrew in Chippewa. Hello, Andrew.
I'm on.
Hey, he's on. You're on, brother. You're on. What's up?
I'm on. What's up?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes, you're on the air, Andrew.
Oh, hey. So I got to start by saying I'm only 24, so I haven't seen many winning years for the Pirates, but Paul definitely brings us in here to watch him. It's an hour before the game, and I'm right outside the stadium, and I can't say I've seen this many people an hour before a Monday night game.
Have you shaved your beard into a mustache?
I have not. Because I look horrible.
But do you think you might, and then you can tell friends that you did it because of Paul Skeens?
Maybe.
If he throws a no-hitter, will you do it?
100%.
Okay.
If he throws a no-hitter tonight, I'll do it for you.
And then will you post it online and we can grade it, we can give it a review?
Yeah. I'll do that.
How many tailgate beers for Andrew before tonight's game?
Probably a couple. I'm here with my dad for Father's Day.
Oh, nice.
Kind of taking it easy.
Oh, cool. Well, tell him happy Father's Day for me, Andrew. We'll talk again soon.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye. Here's Vince in Penn Hills. Hello, Vince.
Hey, Pony, first-time caller.
Nice.
My daughter's a 99 new high graduate.
Sweet. And how's she doing? She's putting that degree to good use?
She's doing phenomenal.
Excellent.
Believe me. Best education ever. And watched McNabb and Marvin Harrison, the whole deal, all those years. We loved it up there. And Skeens, Jones, Keller, Falter, I think by the end of the year, these four guys are going to put it together. But what's putting me to sleep right now is Hayes up at bat.
Oh, my God.
Looks like he's asleep. Okay?
Yep.
We need an outfielder. We need an outfielder that can hit other than Reynolds and help these pitchers score runs to win games. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. I think lost in the Tellez debate, which has died down because he's hitting 400 in June and tacked on a couple RBIs yesterday, so he's not persona non grata anymore. And you've got other things that drive you nuts, like horrible catcher play. Davis still can't figure it out. Then he gets hurt. The Grandal play on Saturday. Sawinski striking out just about every time he's at bat. I think finally now, Pirates fans have shifted their attention to Hayes and how last year's hot finish now seems like a total mirage. And probably the most disconcerting thing is that offensive struggles seem to be following him to the field. Or maybe it's vice versa. Like, he just, maybe the fact that he's not making gold glove plays every night defensively hurts him at the dish. I don't know. But I would agree that all around, he just does not look anywhere close to the guy he was in August and September of last year. And he started the season like he was ready to take off. That contract extension started to look like a bargain again last year at the beginning of this year, and now it doesn't. Now it looks like we're stuck with a light-hitting, slick-fielding, in air quotes, third baseman. I would give his defensive play at third about a B this year, and it's supposed to be an A+. You've got young nucleus players, Hayes, Sawinski, and Davis, who are all varying degrees of lost right now. Here's Jeff on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Pony. How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
I'm trying to be quick here. Long story short, I met you, I think it was Manor Golf Course, when you called my mom.
Oh, yes.
She called you on Jane.
Yeah. Yes. And were you wearing twin stuff that day?
God, you got a great memory. Yes, I was. But long story short, she was a single mom, went to every single game I've ever been in, never missed a half inning.
Yep.
And I called her one night. She hasn't watched a baseball game in 30 years. And I said, Mom, you got to put this on to check this guy out. Now, she has short-term memory, but she does call me every other day and say, hey, when's this guy pitching again?
Well, that's great, Jeff. Tell her I said hi again. That's excellent. Thanks for calling. That's always one of my barometers, actually. Like, if my mom, my grandmother, unless it's basketball or gambling, which she's in on all the time, but when these athletes start to get on their radar, that's always a good gauge for me that someone has massive crossover popularity. And look, I think locally Skeens has that for sure, but I think he's even starting to register nationally now. And Strasburg did that in 2010. When I first started working here in 2010, I was just talking to my personal trainer about this for a second today when we were working out. 2010, we went on the air, and that was when Strasburg debuted, and it was against the Pirates. We remember how that went. What was it, 14 strikeouts, and Delwin Young hit a home run. I went down to Washington to watch him pitch in person. I wanted to see what it was like up close, and I made sure I was there for Skeens' first start. And as I said before during this conversation, if I were single, even if I were married right now without Stella, I would probably be at tonight's game. But when you've got an 11-month-old and you're working from 2 to 6, you want to be able to get home and hang out with her before she goes to bed. So that's really the only reason why I won't be at tonight's game. But I can assure you, as soon as I get home, provided this thunderstorm doesn't wreak havoc, I will put the game on immediately. Let's see tonight here before we hand things off to Zangrilli, because FanDuel always puts up unique odds on Skeens. They know that there's huge interest in Skeens. Let's see if we have any special ones tonight. We do. Paul Skeens to go 3 up, 3 down in the first inning, plus 120. I like that. Paul Skeens' first pitch to be somewhere between 100.1 and 101 miles per hour, plus 146. Paul Skeens' over-under strikeouts tonight is 7.5. Minus 158 for the over, plus 124 for the under. I would bet the over there. No, I wouldn't. I'd actually go under. And if I get it wrong, that guy Jim who called in earlier said he didn't like me because I get sports bets wrong. Well, now he'll have more ammunition on me. All right, Dan Zangrilli is next with the leadoff show. We'll talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.